This goes to Miss Anne Marie Higgins, H-I-G-G-I-N-S, at care of Central Michigan University Health Center. Fax is 989-774-7590. Regarding Gary Giesler, it's G-E-A-S-L-E-R. Date of birth 11/30/1970. Dear Miss Higgins, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Giesler with IgA nephropathy, stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and proteinuria. His last visit was August 29th of 2022. He is trying to lose weight, and he's been able to lose 7 pounds over the last 6 months. He's feeling better with the weight loss. He reports that his urine is only foamy in the morning, and the rest of the time there's no foam noted. No nocturia, he sleeps all night long, no incontinence, no difficulty emptying his bladder. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no edema, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or blood is noted in the stools. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. Also metoprolol, allopurinol, amlodipine, low-dose aspirin and fish oil, and a vitamin C tablet. Physical exam, weight 200 pounds, pulse 57, and blood pressure 142 over 82. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 23rd, 2023. And creatinine is 1.6, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 52. Albumin 3.6, calcium 9. Electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin 14.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, IgA nephropathy, biopsy proven. 2, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no obvious progression. 3, proteinuria, not in the nephrotic range currently. 4, hypertension, well controlled. And 5, secondary FSGS, also proven by renal biopsy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.